My dearly beloved in Christ, I would like to begin this brief sermon at our midnight mass by quoting to you from the introit that will be read on Sunday, the Sunday within the octave of Christmas. The words are taken from the Book of Wisdom. While all things were in quiet silence, and the night was in the midst of her course, thine almighty word, O Lord, leapt down from heaven, from thy royal throne. While all things were in silence, the middle of the night, our Lord first appeared on the earth as an infant. Is that not something to think about? How all of these people in Bethlehem were sound asleep, utterly oblivious to the event that was taking place in their city. The most important event that had ever occurred in the history of the world, that God the Son, the second person of the Trinity, had become man and was now born as a little child, and that in a stable. And this is why so many Catholics will undergo perhaps great sacrifices, travel a distance, not only to attend Mass on Christmas Day, as we all must, but if possible, the midnight Mass, because our Lord chose to be born in the middle of the night. Why? Well, in one sense, the grace of God is precious, and it must not be given to everyone, because so many would not appreciate it. It's the same way that our Lord works in individual souls. Our Lord works in our hearts and in our minds. And sometimes we can't explain to others the effect of the grace of God, the things that we're able to understand or to sense in our soul, because God works quietly. He works in secret, and that is how he was born. There was our Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, and the humble shepherds who were invited by the angel to witness the birth of our Lord. But other than that, all of, even the faithful Jews, had no idea what was going on in their midst. God always seems to work in this way. Why did our Lord come into the world? Well, even a child in first grade knows that our Lord came into the world to redeem us, because of the sin of Adam and Eve. But we also could say that Almighty God, God the Son, came into the world, became man. Those words that we say in the last gospel of the Mass, the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. And in the Credo, when we genuflect, when we say those words, what does that mean? The Word. The Word is the name for the second person of the Trinity. The Word was made flesh. Without ceasing to be God, he joined himself, hypostatically, as we say in theology, to a human nature, a body and soul like ours. And why did our Lord do that, besides in order to redeem us? I think we could say that our Lord did so because man had something that God didn't have and he wanted. Those are surprising words, because God is the creator of heaven and earth. And not only did he create this magnificent world and all of the stars in the sky and the planets and all of the things on the earth, but he could have created 100 times more than he did. So even though he is almighty and can do anything, there was something that we had that God did not have and he wanted. And that was a body capable of suffering. Because you see, God, speaking of Almighty God before the incarnation, God could not suffer. God could not feel pain. God could not feel sorrow or pain of any kind. He had to become man to be able to suffer and experience pain. And is it not surprising that God wanted to do that? That he wanted to become man and share our lot? St. Paul says in one of his epistles that Jesus was like us in all things except sin. In every other way, he would get tired, he would get hungry, fatigued. He felt the pain of the changing seasons, the cold, or the burning sun in the summer. And in every way, had a human nature like ours. And not only that, but St. Alphonsus quotes scripture to say that our Lord was given a body that was even more sensitive to suffering than ours. That his heavenly Father fitted a body for him that would, you might say, magnify the pains that other human beings would experience. Because he came into this world in order to suffer. And that is not only surprising, but it also should be a consolation, a comfort, an encouragement to us. Because we all suffer. We all have our crosses and our pains and trials to bear. And our Lord shows us the way. Even from his infancy, he was born in the cold, dark, damp stable. A cave in the side of the hill. Because he wanted to begin to suffer right from the time of his birth up until his death on the cross for our salvation. Our Lord did so to sanctify suffering. To show us that our sorrows, our crosses, our aches and pains are our path to heaven. The road of the cross is called the royal road in the Imitation of Christ. The royal road of the cross. The path to heaven. And is it not sad that there is so much suffering in the world that is wasted? There are so many who have pains and illnesses and sorrows and various kinds of trials who are angry with God, who fail to carry their cross, who are miserable. Let us not waste the sufferings that we experience. We can look to the Christ child in every kind of cross. And we can think to ourselves, he suffered for love of me. Can I not suffer the little things that God asked me to suffer for the love of him? Recently we had, of course, in this country, the tragedy of the shooting of so many innocent children. And it seems that every day on the news, there is an account and several accounts of senseless violence. And we think of the words of the angel, peace on earth to men of goodwill. How much peace is needed in the world? There is war, there is strife, there is terrible crime committed. There's a lack of peace. But peace is only to men of goodwill. And our Lord came to bring that peace to those who accept him. And it begins with peace in our own hearts. Because we can't convey this peace to others if we don't have it within our own hearts. So let us look to the babe in Bethlehem. Let us tell our Lord that we will serve him faithfully, knowing that in doing so, he rewards us with his peace, a peace which the world cannot give, nor can it really fully understand. That is indeed the solution to all the problems in the world. It's accepting our Lord and obeying his laws and living as he wants us to live. Then we have peace in our own hearts, peace in our homes, in our families, and peace in society. Let us carry our crosses faithfully. Let us love the divine child who brought salvation to the world and who came as a suffering child to show us the way. And because of his love for us, can we not love him in return? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.